السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we begin, can I request all the brothers from the back to come closer, please, and sit together. If you haven't got a valid excuse, then please come forward. Inshallah, today we're going to begin a program with Tilawat by Abdul Rahman.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم كذلك جزاء ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله تلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Next, inshallah, we'll call upon our respected Manana Wasim Sahib, the Imam of Masjid al-Taqwa, to come forward, inshallah, and enlighten us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. انشاءاللہ آپ حضرات کے سامنے چند نعتیہ اشعار جن میں حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ختم نبوت اور تحفظ ختم نبوت کا ذکر ہے. بہت پرانے اشعار ہیں. پاکستان کے ایک پرانے شاعر اور مشہور نعت خوان تھے, مظفر وارثی مرحوم, ان کے یہ اشعار ہیں. خود میرے نبی نے بات یہ بتا دی, لا نبی یا بعدی لا نبی بعدی.
خود میرے نبی نے بات یہ بتا دی, لا نبی بعدی لا نبی بعدی. خود میرے نبی نے بات یہ بتا دی, لا نبی بعدی لا نبی بعدی. ہر زمانہ سن لے یہ نوائے ہادی, لا نبی بعدی لا نبی بعدی. ہر زمانہ سن لے یہ نوائے ہادی, لا نبی بعدی لا نبی بعدی. لمحہ لمحہ ان کا تاک میں ہوا کے جگمگانے والا جگمگانے والا آخری شریعت کوئی آنے والی اور نہ لانے والا اور نہ لانے والا لہجہ خدا میں لہجہ خدا میں آپ نے صدا دی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی خود میرے نبی نے بات یہ بتا دی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی تھے اصول جتنے ان کے ہر سخن میں نظم ہو گئے ہیں نظم ہو گئے ہیں دین کے سارے رستے آپ تک پہنچ کر ختم ہو گئے ہیں ختم ہو گئے ہیں ذات حرف آخر بات انفرادی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی ذات حرف آخر بات انفرادی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی ہر زمانہ سن لے یہ نوائے ہادی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی ارتقائے عالم کر دیا خدا نے صرف نام ان کے صرف نام ان کے ان کی خوش نصیبی جن کے ہیں وہ آقا جو غلام ان کے جو غلام ان کے گونجے وادی وادی آپ کی منادی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی گونجے وادی وادی آپ کی منادی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی خود میرے نبی نے بات یہ بتا دی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی ان کے بعد ان کا مرتبہ کوئی بھی پائے گا نہ لوگو پائے گا نہ لوگو ذلیا بروزی اب کوئی پیمبر آئے گا نہ لوگو آئے گا نہ لوگو آپ نے یہ کہہ کر مہر ہی لگا دی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی آپ نے یہ کہہ کر مہر ہی لگا دی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی خود میرے نبی نے بات یہ بتا دی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی ہر زمانہ سن لے یہ نوائے ہادی لا نبی ابادی لا نبی ابادی
جزاکم اللہ خیر.
Now, inshallah, before we call upon our respected guests, I would like to request the Ustad, Malan Fiq Sahab, to come forward, to Shifle. and Usman. And also Safarazbi, the father of Hafiz Usman. Come forward. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate to have with us our respected Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, senior lecturer in Hadith and Tafsir at Al-Jamia al-Islamiyah Bolton, Darul Uloom Bolton, and also senior lecturer at university. I'm referring to Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Maulana Dr. Mahmoud Saab, Hafidhahullah. I guess it's the first time Hazrat has come to our masjid to deliver a program, and inshallah, hopefully we'll all listen attentively and benefit from Hazrat spiritually, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran, mubarakan, tayyiban, fihi, mubarakan, alayhi, kama yuhibbu rabbuna wa yarda. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Mustafa al-Mujtaba, salatan tatibu biha al-qulub, wa tukshafu biha al-ghumum wal-kurub, wa tughfaru biha al-dhunub, salatan wa salaman daimaini, mutalazimaini, ila yawmi jam'i thaqalain. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين صدق الله المولان العظيم. Respected ulama, scholars, brothers, both senior and young sisters listening on site, or brothers and sisters listening off site through alternative means and devices, I greet you with the greetings of Islam. It is actually not the first time I have attended this masjid. I have been here before for a talk, albeit I was very young then. Years have passed. I will not let you know when I last came here. You will be able to work out my age by then. And age is always a secret in this day and age. Given that we are a matter of talking about this day and age, one of the primary concerns, brothers and sisters of this day and age, and this is very interlinked, intertwined, close to, in fact, at the heart of understanding this importance, is to what extent do we understand the age that we are living in? It seems to be floating by us. It's becoming difficult to make sense of what is happening around us. It is difficult to understand, fathom, is this right or is this wrong? It is difficult to distinguish, is this true or is this false? It is difficult to comprehend, is this ma'ruf or is this munkar? If we use the blessing of this gathering, which is the completion of the Holy Quran, and this importance of the completion of the Holy Quran and gathering for it is clearly understood by the practice of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a very young man when he was left into the care of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Imam Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's mother came to Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam and left him in his care. And he himself says, I served Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam for 10 years. And he saw a lot of things, witnessed a lot of things, and learned a lot of good lessons. So one thing we learn from Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who learned directly from Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, that whenever he completed the Holy Quran, he gathered his family. And he gathered his family for the completion moment in order to do dua. This is what we're here for. So now we have to ask the question, what dua should we make for brother and sister? Is it brother and sister, Mulana? Brother and sister, mashallah. What dua should we make for the brother and sister? Who's completing, Mulana? How old are you, young man? 16, mashallah. Where's the father? The Mubarak Haji Sahib. At the age of 16 years of old, brothers, how many parents sat here would give the keys to the house to the young man? How many would trust them? Your mom and I have to go for a wedding. We will be in London for the weekend. Make sure the gas is closed. Make sure the light switched off. Make sure the windows are closed. Make sure the door is double locked. Don't leave anything by. Make sure that all the rubbish is put outside. Would we or would we not say all this? How many of us would... Mufti sahab, ab tashreef le aaye. Aap to crowd mein kyun baithe hain? Itne bade mufti hokar. Idhar baith jaye. Idhar aa jaye. Idhar aa jaye. How many of us would entrust our house to a person of such an age? But Allah Rabbul Alameen does not ask those questions. He gives the Holy Quran to anybody. To protect the verses of the Quran, Allah Rabbul Alameen does not look at the age. Maulana, your crowd is very hungry. Not one subhanallah is coming out.
Subhanallah.
Kari sahab ne mashallah itni achhi naat padhi. La nabi ya baadi to sabko bolna chahiye. To hamara iman hai. Ye to hum iman se kharij ho jayenge agar is par aqeedah nahi hai to. Ek subhanallah nahi bola, main dekhta raha la nabi ya baadi kitni bar kari sahab. Urdu to samajhte hain sab. Achha, achha. So brothers, please, this is interactive. I was explaining the time we are living in. This is a time of interactiveness. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala used to gather his family members to do dua. Now we have to ask the question, what dua should we give to this young man and his sister? That's the question we should ask. What dua did Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam give? Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has a whole section. Imam Muslim, Imam Nasai, and other great imams who have compiled the hadith books have a section on Kitab al-Da'wat, book of du'as. And the words of those du'as, wallahi, if we understood the power behind those du'as in the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would remain in du'a. Even when we are in du'a, we are checking our nails out, we are checking our skin colors out, we are checking out the time on our watches, and we are thinking, when is Imam Sahib going to finish this dua? In this day and age, brothers, since we are gathered, according to the practice of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it is our iman, and we learn from hadith that 60,000, according to other traditions, more than this, angels congregate, descend to say ameen on our duas, then one question we have to really ask ourselves, what dua should we make? That is the question that, inshallah, the answer will come within the talk. If it doesn't come, then you'll have to wait for the next time I come. This day and age, brothers, this is an age, and I'm so happy to see there are so many young people sat here. These shining stars with their bright twinkling eyes are our future. But our world, i.e. the old people, whose hair is going white or grey, or who are using just for men, that world is very different to the world of these young people. we live in a real world, practical world. A lot of us have not used still plastic money. We only believe in cash. Say yeah, Mullah. But that world do not spend a penny of cash. Even if they go to the local shop to buy a packet of crisp or Coca-Cola, they will pay with card. This is the world we need to understand. This is not just that practice. But there is an even greater difference. These young children and our young daughters are living in a virtual world. That world, one example I'll give you. Gaming world. What are the three famous games, young man? Do you know? I'm not going to. This is your special day. You enjoy the moment. Let me ask these young people. Some of the games, if I tell you, and the industry behind this, the money that is made behind this, this is an issue of every single household. Every single household. Where children are in front of these games console. Now we have holidays. Maulana Madrasa holiday now? Madrasa holiday. 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks? 4 weeks. In our days, we got about 4 days. See? 4 weeks holidays, you will see these young children waking up at lunchtime, Zuhur time. Playing games till Isha time. That is the world we need to understand. Because the real concern is those same children we have our supper with at night. Are we going to be having a meal together in Jannat al-Firdaus? Because in that virtual world, what is good and what is bad, what is ma'ruf, what is munkar, the lines are becoming very blurred. Very, very blurred. Even in society, lines are becoming very, very blurred. So we need something that is going to provide us that clear line of truth, falsehood. True, lies. Righteousness, roguishness. And the only thing that provides us that is the Holy Quran. That iman for which this masjid was built to protect. That iman for which we have madrasa schools and maktab education. For Darul Ulooms and other institutes for tabligh to protect iman. Protect iman. That iman now is at question. In every town up and down the country, every city up and down the country, you meet with local ulama, you speak with those of our brothers in Jamaat who do gush, they will tell you number one concern now is iman of the younger generation. Iman. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam met after 40 years. After 40 years, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam hugged, kissed his child, his beloved Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam demonstrated his love, his care for his elderly, wise prophet father. And when all the emotion calmed down, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, "Oh my beloved father, oh my dear father, I heard you cried so much your eyes were about to go." Quran captures this in beautiful words, "Wabyaddat aynahu min al-huzn." Due to grief, he cried so much. He cried so much that his eyes were about to go. If we did not meet Father in this world, would we have not met in the hereafter? Why did you cry so much? This is a question of innocence. From Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who although he was managing the economy of Egypt and surrounding areas, still he asked this innocent question, "Oh my father, would we have not met in the hereafter?" His question is telling us there is an assumption here by the son being posed to the father, we are definitely going to meet in the hereafter. And for understanding that from Yusuf alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam, it's a given. The way Allah protected him, it's a given. If our child is asking us, oh my dear beloved father, oh my dearest mother, will we not meet in the hereafter? How many a time have a child come to the mother or the father, I have a job now in America. I have a job now on the other side. Mother saying, no, you don't need to go so far. You say, mom and dad, it's only a 6-hour flight. Only a 6-hour flight. You remember those days, Maulana Sahab, when we were ringing India, hello, Bradford calling. Have you ever seen? Only a 6-hour flight. If that son was say to you, it's only a 6-hour flight, father, if anything happens, we will meet in the hereafter. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh my beloved son. Oh my beloved son. We can only meet in the hereafter if your deen and my deen is Deen-e-Ibrahim. If your deen and my deen is not Deen-e-Ibrahim, we will never meet in the hereafter. That is the concern now. Is our deen going to be, our children's deen going to be the same? Such are the pressures. Such is the challenge upon the masjid. And the only thing now that is going to prevent this is the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran. Imam Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi Alayh. You may have heard of his name. Buried in Konya, central Turkey. Jalaluddin Rumi, his sheikh was Samshuddin Tabriz. Very close to Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. He got all these du'as of his sheikh. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah alayhi wrote some brilliant poetry. Referred to as Masnavi Sharif. In Persian language. Been translated now. Available on the internet. So many PhDs have been done on it. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi alayhi says, remember where we left off, haqq. Quran equals haqq. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah alayhi answers the question, how can we recognize the Quran being haqq, the truth? So if you look at the Quran with your eyes, you will just see words. If you look at the Quran with your intellect, what we call in the Arabic language, aqal. Aqala ya'akilu means to fasten up. Hazrat Mufti Sahib is here, you can ask him. Aqala ya'akilu means to fasten up. Like you fasten up shoelaces. So if you're not using your intelligence, it's not being fastened up properly. So if you look at the Quran with your intellect, you will see knowledge there. If you look at the Quran with your heart, you will see concern there. You will see love there. Hazrat Aqdas Maulana Mufti Idris Kandalvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh has written in the 114 surahs of the Quran, 111 either directly or indirectly related with the hereafter. 68 of those 114 are directly related with the hereafter. So the primary concern of the Quran is hereafter. And that is the love for human beings. That's for everybody. That the focus should be on the hereafter. You will listen to in Jummah Khutbah the hadith, Al-Kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. The intelligent one is that person who works for the hereafter. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, if you look at the Quran with your heart, you will see Allah's love there for you and for human beings. If you look at the Quran with your ruh, with your soul, you will see the truth there. You will see haqq there. Our engagement with the Quran should not be just superficial. Soon as Imam Sahib says in Salatul Taraweeh, Allahu Akbar, we're looking at our watches, when is he going to go in ruku? That is one chance in the year where we get to listen to the whole of the Quran. And even that, nowadays, we are beginning the question, is it 8 or is it 20? We have that one chance in the holy year to listen to the whole of the Quran. And even there, Allah gave us that opportunity to prepare ourselves to listen to the Quran. Allama Mujaddid Al-Faisani Rahmatullahi Alayh, Sheikh Ahmed Sirhindi rahmatullahi alayh, says the reason we have Taraweeh afterwards and preparing for fast is that fast is preparing the soul to listen to the words of Allah. The words of Allah full of noor. Full of noor. In Ashrafut Tafasir, Hazrat Akdas Maulana, Hazrat Maulana sahab tashreef li aaye. I said Maulana and I saw Maulana. Maulana, please come forward. Maulana ko aage bula lo. Ulama ko aage baithna chahiye. Hazrat Akdas Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi explained to us how Quran is noor. The Quran itself explains to be noor. Many verses of the Quran. Inna anzalna tawrata fiha huda wa noor. Tawrat is noor. Zabur is noor. Quran is noor. All the books of Allah are noor. Some have been interfered with. Only the Quran remains in this pristine condition. This is our iman. Hazrat Akdas Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, when is approached by an alim, that if I recite Kul huwallahu ahad 3 times. He also asked a question about Surah Yasin. 3 times Kul huwallahu ahad, shortcut, get all the reward for the Holy Quran. Everybody knows this masla. Says, Hazrat, how can this be? You read Kul huwallahu ahad, within 10 seconds, 3 Kul huwallah is done. How come within 10 seconds I get the whole of the Quran reward? Surah Yasin. So read it once and get the reward for the whole of the Quran. Takes 5 minutes to read Surah Yasin and recite the Holy Quran. If it's a good reciter, 20 minutes perhaps for one para, and 10 hours for the whole of the Quran. 10 hours recital on one side and 5 minutes on the other side. 10 hours recital on one side and 10 seconds on the other side. How can this be equal? Hazrat Akdas Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Hakim ul-Ummat, passed away in 1943. One of his greatest books, Behishti Zevar, every household should have it. In the old generations, when his daughter got married, she would be given Holy Quran and Behishti Zevar. And Behishti Zevar was written to make every female Muslimah in the whole of India understand her rights. That's what Behishti Zevar was about. And the original in 11 volumes. Not many households has those full 11 volumes today. Hazrat explained, but it's true. This is Allah Rabbul Alamin gives whoever he wants to give the reward. But when the Quran is recited, anybody go to the gym here? Nobody goes to the gym here? Or nobody's telling me the truth here? Main truth and lies ki baat kar raha hu, koi baat nahi. Nobody wants to say, because what is he going to ask next? Those who go to the gym, you ask them, when you pumping those iron bells up and down, you say, I'm pumping iron. I need this amount of protein, this amount of milk. Look at all the boxes. AJ, if he didn't eat, or Tyson Fury, if he didn't eat a certain diet for 6 months, did not practice a certain regime of exercise for 6 months, he could never step in that ring. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, after Hijrah, from 622 to 632, Shaykh al-Hadith sahab sat here, asked him, according to some ulama, he participated in 25 or 27 or 29, Sayyidina Mufti sahab, battles himself. Did you hear once he ever went to the gym? Go to Topkapi Museum in Istanbul. Go to Oman. Muscat. Go to the museum there. You will see what they claim is the sword of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, referred to as Zulfiqar. You try to imagine picking up that sword. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, even at the age of 63, he was a fit man. A fit man. The companions say when he walked, we could not keep up with him. Hazrat Akdas Maulana Yusuf Mutala Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, when we were walking with him, even at his elderly age, students, 16, 17, 18, 20, were struggling to keep up with him. Hazrat was a very fit man, alhamdulillah. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, so when the human being is reciting the Quran, Noor is entering his heart. You recite Surah Kul Huwallahu Ahad 3 times or Surah Yasin once. That amount of Noor that is entering in your heart is not equal to the Noor that enters your heart when you recite the whole of the Quran. That is the difference. There is no shortcut for the whole of the Quran. There is a shortcut just for reward. Our mashayikh have explained us this. So in this day and age, I was explaining this virtual world. In this century, brothers, this we're going to see a 20,000 years of progress. That is this century they're living in. We may not see the end of the century. They may well see the end of this century. You ask those people who came here in the 50s or 60s or 70s, what would Bradford like? Nobody ever thought of Maulana when you were in Arbi Awwal. You never thought of what a mobile phone would look like. Now you may have 2. So in this day and age, tomorrow's world is not going to see a phone. You'll be speaking. Tomorrow's world, you will be not linking into the net. You will be part of the net. That's just around the corner. That's the world these young people are living. In that day and age, our iman was tested. It's being tested like this now. Fir'aun in his parlor, in his castle, had a nanny working for him. That nanny's responsibility was to prepare the young daughter, young child who was very beloved to Fir'aun, to prepare her every day. Bathe her, clothe her, get her ready, comb her hair, give her food, look after her. One day, when Fir'aun's young daughter's nanny was combing her hair, the comb dropped. Just like if we drop some keys or we drop anything, we say, Inna Lillah, Ya Allah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. When the comb dropped, she said, Allahu Akbar. At that point, Fir'aun's daughter realized that she believes in somebody else other than my father. Because the mantra in that household was always what Fir'aun thought, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. He made this declaration twice in his life. So the daughter said, do you believe in anybody else besides my father? And obviously, the father to a young daughter is everything. So she complained to her father that, Daddy, she believes in somebody else besides you. She was summoned. The nanny was summoned. And was questioned. Interrogation takes place. Do you believe in anybody else? Said, yes, I only believe in who my creator is. And your creator is. And I only worship him. So you do not believe in me and you do not worship me and you will not submit to me. Says, no. So I'm giving you an opportunity because you are my beloved daughter's nanny. I will not take back my words. I believe in one creator. And she believed in the teachings of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Says, if you do not take back your words, change your view, change your belief, I will kill your 2 daughters. The nanny herself had 2 young daughters, one who was still dependent on her mother's milk. The second, who was an infant child, not yet ready for school age, but walking. So I will kill your 2 daughters. She is now left with the situation, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was left with the situation. Sacrifice the child or submit to Allah. Leave the child or submit to Allah. Love of child against love of Allah. Same scenario. Love of Allah, love of child. What do we do now? Allah has not placed us in that situation where our iman has been tested. We don't know how we will behave. So Fir'aun's nanny that he had employed has been given to choice. He called his butcher take that young child who's clinging on to her mother, take. And take your sword out. If she does not change her viewpoint, kill her one limb at a time in front of her mother. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. She said no. Her own beloved baby was killed right in front of our eyes. If you want to understand what that looks like, go to the maternity unit in Bradford Hospital and see what the anguish, the distress, the sadness on the face of the lady who has lost a child looks like. Ask the woman when she loses the child, what does that feel like? So that child is now killed in front of her. So you will lose the second child as well. She is now. So now this one, I will kill layer after layer of skin. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the arrogance that Fir'aun had and what Musa alayhi salam had to deal with. Allahu Akbar. And Fir'aun was simply a title of the leaders of that age. Allahu Akbar. Is it a wonder Allah Rabbul Alameen did not allow that body to be buried? She said no. And when the baby was, the young infant now, about to be picked up by the butcher, the mother was clinging on, crying, profusely crying, clinging on. The girl says, "Mother, don't cry. My sister is waiting for us in Jannah." The second daughter is killed. Do you now, if you want to save your own life, do you take your words back? He says, "My daughter's lives have gone. There is nothing for me in this world now. You want to take my life? Take my life. My wife, my life is worth nothing." Told the butcher, "Give her pain more than anything that you have given pain." Allahu Akbar. Allah Rabbul Alameen took her ruh out, took her soul out before that punishment had started. Seeing all of this was Fir'aun's own wife. When Allah wants to save somebody, our mind is baffled. How did this happen? How did this happen? Abu Sufyan was the arch enemy until the victory of Makkah. Arch enemy of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Sufyan. The mind behind every military expedition. The brains behind. The finance behind. He was everything. But in his own household, Allah Rabbul Alameen brought up a daughter who accepted Islam. And not only accepted Islam, but accepted Islam very early on. And then that same daughter comes into the household of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and becomes our mother. Household of the enemy. But household of Fir'aun and his own wife is witnessing all of this. And she accepts, if this is the way this lady wants to depart, her two daughters have been sacrificed, she has sacrificed herself, whatever she believes in, I believe in. And when Fir'aun was taunted after a while, taunted, "You are trying to tell to the world, you are Rabbukumul A'la, your own wife doesn't believe in you. Your own wife doesn't believe in you. You tell us to believe in you." Allahu Akbar. She was summoned. "Is this true?" "This is absolutely true. I don't believe in you. You are not the greatest Lord. You need to change your ways." I guess it was only his wife who could speak to Fir'aun like that. "So you will not change your way." Fir'aun called his butcher again. "Take every layer of skin and then take the meat off one slice at a time. This is the sacrifice." Allah Rabbul Alameen, when this scenario is coming, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is told by Allah Rabbul Alameen, "Go Jibreel, say, Ya Allah, your female servant is in a spot of bother. She is being challenged in her situation. Go Jibreel, she is saying some words. Go and listen to what's coming out of those lips." Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is sent down by Allah Rabbul Alameen. He lends an ear. And what does he hear? Oh Allah, build a palace for me by Jannah. At that time, the only person, the only thing is haq on her tongue. Haq. Haq. Rabbi ibnili indaka baytan fil Jannah. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. We think a bit of Islamophobia. Somebody has called us something because we're wearing a hijab or wearing this jabba or wearing an imama or turban. Somebody is calling us because of our skin color. Somebody is calling us this, that, and that. We think we have a bit of a few problems. When has our iman been tested? Allahu Akbar. If a dog starts barking, we run. Allahu Akbar. Fir'aun's wife is showed her palace. Allah Rabbul Alam Fir'aun tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, look at my feeble servant's obedience. Look at the truth that is firmly embedded in her heart. When the ruh is open to the Quran, the ruh now sees the haq in the Quran. And that haq, when it infiltrates, when Allahu Akbar firmly infiltrates, you will see how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was saved in the fire. In one full year, we're at the beginning of the year. If you calculate how many times you prostrated did sajda to Allah Rabbul Alameen in one year. In Fajr Salah, 2 times. 2 Faraz Salah, not Sunnah. You times that by 365. 730. Sahi na bolna.
Nikal lo kar.
Calculator apna nikal lo. 7365 times by 2. 730 times we did sajda to Allah Rabbul Alamin. We should have done. With Allahu Akbar. Zohar Salah. Mufti sab karo. 365 times by 4. 1460. I was taught in an age where there was no calculators. 1460. Chalo yaar.
365 times.
4. 4 rakat hai. Abhi badha mat dena. 1460 hai na. Asar Salah. 4 rakats. Same question. Should be same answer. You don't need to do it again. 1460. 7:30, 1460, 1460. Maghrib Salah. 3 rakats. 3 times 365. 1095. Sahi? 1095. Then Isha Salah. 4 again. No need to do it again. 1460. Because we are Hanafis. 3 Witr. Okay? So 3 times again by 365. 1095. We just did it for Maghrib. Abhi add up karo. 7:30. Add 1460. 60. Add 1460 again. Add 1095. Add 1460 again. Again. And then 1095 again. You should get 7300. 7300 times, brothers, Allah Rabbul Alameen told to come and put our sinful foreheads on the musalla. 7,300 times you go to somebody's house, you'll be more than his best friend. We do sajda, we submit to Allah. Where is our heart? Where is our heart? Maulana sahab, ijazat ho to ek share arz kar do, mujhe ek share yaad aa gaya. Ye dil ki baatein hai mere bhaiyo, dil lagate hain. Hum dil kahan hai hamara? Dil kahan hai? दिल कहां है? इबादत में है, दिल कहां है? दिल ये बुजुर्गों के पास मिलेगी ये बात. एक शायर कहते हैं, तमन्ना है दर्द दिल की तो कर खिदमत फकीरों की. तमन्ना है दर्द दिल की तो कर खिदमत फकीरों की. नहीं मिलता ये जौहर हर बादशाह के खजाने में. वो दिल पर वो मुझे नहीं सुनाना, ये शेर सुनाना है अभी. बुजुर्गों के पास तसव्वुफ की गहराई की बातें मिलती हैं. حکیم الامت کے موائز پر ہو، حضرت مفتی تقی عثمانی صاحب، حضرت مولانا یوسف مطالعہ صاحب کی باتیں سنو، قطب الاقطاب از شیخ نور اللہ مرقدہ کے سوانح حیات کو پڑھو، آپ بیتی کو پڑھو. ایک شعر ہے، شاعر کہتا ہے، میں کسی سے یہ کیوں پوچھوں تصوف کسے کہتے ہیں، میں کسی سے یہ کیوں پوچھوں تصوف کسے کہتے ہیں، خود اپنے دل کو دیکھا اور سمجھا اس کو کہتے ہیں. نہ صورت کا تصنع نہ رسموں کا تکلف، خود ہی خدا سے جھکو، بس یہی ہے تصوف. اب انہی الفاظ سے ذہن خفتہ کو جگانا ہے، سویا ہوا دے، ذہن خفتہ کو جگانا ہے، شریعت سر جھکانا ہے، طریقت دل لگانا ہے. سر تو جھکا لیا، دل کہاں لگایا؟ 7,300 times in one year last year we had the opportunity to put our heart into that sajda for 3 tasbih, 3 seconds, 5 seconds. Where is our heart? Like Imam Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, look at the Quran with your ruh, with your heart, you will see, you will see love of Quran, of Allah for you. You will see haq there. And it is that haq that is missing nowadays. And in the virtual world, in the gaming world, biggest, we see country going into recession. Everybody's worried about how we're going to pay the light bill, the gas bill, the petrol bill, the water bill, the food bill. And this gaming industry is growing all the time. More than $200 billion is the industry dollars. $200 billion. And these games are not cheap. These games are not cheap. That world, brothers, is the world our young children are living in. And in that world, the greatest concern is the concern of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, for their children. That's iman. Iman. How can we keep our children on iman? And the worrying thing is now people are stopping sending them to madrasa. In every area, there will be households that once they start moving into the suburbs, Allah blesses them with wealth, they have more wealth, go farther, away from the masjid, stop coming to the masjid, and bringing in a Maulana sahab coming for a Sunday morning for 1 hour. Oh, Maulana sahab got too much homework. Maulana sahab cricket practice. Maulana sahab football practice. Maulana sahab, there's a wedding. Oh, Maulana sahab is too tired. Maulana sahab, oh, Liverpool are playing in the Champions League. We need to have just, please, 2-3 hours off, please. If we want our children with us, very simple question. If we want our children with us, we can't guarantee our own entry into Jannah. Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayh is that Imam of Islam who his students would debate with Imam Abu Hanifa's students. That is our Imam more learned than your Imam? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi students were great. Imam Muhammad, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Sufyan Thawri's rahmatullah alayhi students are not well known. Imam Sufyan Thawri himself had a school of thought just like Imam Abu Hanifa has a school of thought. Allah's will was to keep alive the school of Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam, so this is such a great alim. Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh, expert on hadith, expert on Quran, expert on all kinds of sciences, is on his deathbed. And he's crying. His daughter is saying, "Father, why are you crying? You're such a great alim. People have benefited you all your life. If you have done anything wrong, Allah will forgive you." This was the dua of the dearest daughter for her father. Allah will inshallah forgive you. She says, "My beloved princess, I'm not crying because of men's sin. I have taught all my life everybody Allah is Rahman Rahim. I know He will forgive me. My only concern is when I get to the other side, will my iman be intact?" This is Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah. Who is you and I? Allah. And further, our iman is not safe until the final moment. Allah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, He's in and out of consciousness in his final moments. In and out of consciousness. In his final moments, his son Abdullah is there. And he's in and out of consciousness. And all he can hear his father say, not yet, not yet, not yet. When he comes out of consciousness, again he's conscious. His son is asking, father, what are you saying? Because when he's out of unconscious, everybody thinks he's passed away. And they're speaking with each other. He says, my father's passed away. People are starting crying now. And he's saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. So we don't understand this. So when the father is conscious again, father, what are you saying? Not yet, not yet. He says, I'm seeing Shaitan, and Shaitan is seeing me. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, you have saved yourself from me. You have saved yourself from me. You have saved yourself from me. You've got your ticket to paradise. And I'm telling Shaitan, not yet, not yet, not yet. And that's what you're hearing. Allah. This is Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. This is Imam Sufyan al-Thawri. Who are you and I? And further concern, our next generation. If you look at your salat, most masajid are like this. The age group that is not coming to the masjid is between 10 and 25. Where is the connection with the masjid? I've personally asked young people, when was the last time you went to the masjid? Says, oh, probably, Mullaji, probably struggling, thinking. Or probably when I went to read Quran. This is our responsibility. That Quran that enters into this young man's heart is Haqq entering into the heart. And when the monks traveled from Ethiopia, Abyssinia, because Najashi wanted to learn about the Quran, so he sent some priests. He sent 70 priests who were well versed in the Arabic language. When they came to Madinatul Munawwara, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is in Madinatul Munawwara Masjid reciting the Holy Quran. They first hand heard the Holy Quran from the sweet tongue of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And soon as they heard the Quran, Allah Rabbul Alameen sends the verses down upon Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. When they hear what has been sent down to the messenger, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. You see their eyes overflowing with tears because they have recognized the truth. Quran is the truth. You will have all heard of مُرَنَا خَتَمْ كَرْنَا تُو مُجھے کہہ دو وقت ہے بریانی نہیں پکی ابھی. You will have all heard of Qari Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Died in the year 1988. Qari Abdul Basit Abdul Samad used to tour the world a lot. And whenever a visitor from outside came to meet Jamal Abdul Nasir, who was the president of Egypt at the time, Jamal Abdul Nasir would invite him to recite the Quran. Many occasions there were leaders from the Arab world. On one occasion, the president and part of his senior leadership team from Russia, the old Russia, which was known as USSR, Union Soviet Socialist Republic, the old, before it all broke up in 1989. They came to Egypt. And there was this big gathering. And Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad was invited to recite the Holy Quran. The Sheikh Abdul Basit is relaying this story at a TV interview in Lahore many years later. He said, I was invited by Jamal Abdul Nasir. He is my leader. I had to listen to him. So I went there. I prepared to recite the Holy Quran. And I thought, why am I being told to recite the Holy Quran in front of people who do not believe in Allah? So I started reciting. And when Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad recites the Quran, the world stops. says there was pin drop silence in that gathering. Says when I looked up after a while, I saw the president of Russia crying his eyes out. And his senior leadership crying their eyes out. Says I'm reciting the Quran and I'm thinking to myself, Subhanallah. These are definitely the words of Allah. My iman was all the more consolidated. Just like the Quran says, they recognized the truth and eyes with tears overflowed. Qari Abdul Basit says, so this is a person who did not believe in the Quran, did not understand the Arabic language. When this young man completes the Quran, you will see two miracles. One, Allah has selected him and his sister to preserve the words of the Holy Quran. Number two, Allah has chosen him and his sister to not only preserve and safeguard and look after the words of the Quran, but how those words need to be pronounced. That is the second miracle. There is a third one. That's not for today. How those words are to be recited is passed down generation from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And the master of that chain is Imam Nafi rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Nafi rahmatullahi alayhi, wherever he sat, whenever he spoke, whenever he recited the Holy Quran, people would come very near because they wanted the aroma that was coming from him. So one day somebody asked him in a gathering, Sheikh, please tell us which perfume attar are you using? Please share it with us. He started smiling. I don't have the money to buy the perfume. Never mind buy perfume. I don't have the money to buy perfume. He says, what is this great perfume that you're using? He said, this is not perfume. I saw Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in my dream. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam told me, come near, come near, come near. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, open your mouth. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was reciting the Quran. I was reciting, he was reciting, I was reciting. The saliva, the blessed saliva of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was entering into my mouth. It is that aroma that you are smelling. That blessed saliva of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. If I start on the barakah, the blessing of the saliva of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, be another hour. So when we hear for the Quran, it is haq. We must believe in this with full conviction. Our mashaikh figured it all out. That this world and its ups and downs is just a game. This is why their eyesight was always well ahead. They had insight in their eyesight. And that eyesight was full of foresight. Because they were looking with their ruh. So Allah Rabbul Alameen grant these two young lovely children that haq and remains in them until they pass away. Ameen. It's a dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and I mentioned earlier, these six canonical collections of hadith give one dua, and this is the dua we must always have on our lips. And that is, Allahumma arini al-haqqa haqqan warzuqni ittiba'a. Allah, show me the truth as it is. And grant me the ability to follow it. I said earlier on, we live in a time where it's becoming difficult to understand what is right and wrong. In fact, one of the hadiths actually says, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, I said this at the talk yesterday as well, that is, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا يَكُونُ الْمَعْرُوفُ مُنْكَرًا وَالْمُنْكَرُ مَعْرُوفًا. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, how will your state be when good will become bad and bad will become good? أَسَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Will this actually occur? Ya Rasulullah, will this actually occur where good will become bad and bad will become good? أَشَدُّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam informed us, more than this will happen. So, وَمَا هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What will this be? يَعْمُرُ النَّاسِ بِالْمُنْكَرُ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. People will command to do bad and will think it's a good thing, and people will stop you from doing good. Is that happening or not? This is why the study of the Quran, listening to the Quran, memorizing the Quran, doing action upon the Quran, our connection with the Quran is haqq. Allah Rabbul Alameen is providing us that tool, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam also provided his words as explanation for the Holy Quran. That is our ticket to paradise and preserving our iman. That virtual world with this, our young generation is growing up in. Parents do not understand that world. And it's very easy to just say, you get on with it, I don't understand. That younger generation now that locks themselves up in the room. If I ask people here, I ask the mothers upstairs, how many a mother has to send text upon text upon text to the child, please come and eat. Or shout about 5-6 times. How many households are there where the mother has said, come to dinner, and first time the child has come? Because that virtual, and 95% of the gaming world is working on mobile phone. So most of the young kids will have the best phones, because the data and the power of that phone is required for that gaming. So if you were all sat here where I am, I can see the smiles on the young people's faces every time I mention games. Ask them what the game Fortnite is. Ask them the game of what Survivor is. At this moment, I probably know more game names than they do. This is that world. We need to understand that world. And from there, we need to ensure that they save their iman. If this is for this generation, what about our great-great-great-great-grandchildren? Allahu Akbar. Allah. If Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was worried in his time for the iman of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So as parents, our duty is to make dua for the iman. Rabbana, Allah showed us, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Do not make our hearts go astray after you have given us guidance. That's for all of us. Because shaitan is waiting to pounce. And he comes to different people in different ways. And the final moment, he is there. Qutub al-Aqtab as a shaykh nawalallahu barqadahu. As a shaykh ke naam par aakar main baat khatam karta hu. Qutub al-Aqtab as a shaykh nawalallahu barqadahu. Final moments. Telling his khulafa around him. That look, he is here. I.e. shaitan. Allah. None of us will escape that. When the unseen world becomes the seen world now. When Allah Rabbul Alameen opens the curtains for us. And the pathway to the hereafter is now. We are now going for that journey where we will be presented in front of our Lord. Will our iman be intact? Allahu Akbar. One of our greatest scholars of Lucknow. From Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and whose family. A great scholar of his age. Mulana Abdul Shakur Lakhnawi Siddiqui. When he retired from teaching, he used to do munazara, he used to debate. What we call in English language, a polemicist. Munazir. He used to debate the Shia, he used to debate the Qadiani. When he retired, he then decided to memorize the Holy Quran. After 10 years, he finished the Holy Quran. 10 years, he did not give up. Somebody asked him, Sheikh, why did you decide to memorize the Holy Quran after the age of 65? He said, I had retired now. The only thing I had left to do was spend my time with the Quran, so I memorized it. He said, no, Sheikh, there must be something deeper. I said, yes. I am preparing for my meeting with my Creator. Because when my Creator, my Allah, asks me, Abdul Shakur, what have you brought? Abdul Shakur will say, oh Allah, I have nothing. I have your words in my heart. This is what this young man, and the greatest dua should be for his teacher. Only he knows how much effort has been put in. It's a three-way commitment. Student, teacher, parent. Any weak link, the result is not going to happen, or it will happen very weak. I said Rasool Ali Salatu Wasalam's dua was, Inshallah, Mawlana Sahib, agli bar main end kar dunga, Inshallah. May Allah Rabbul Alameen grant us our iman intact until our final moments. May Allah Rabbul Alameen keep haq in our hearts as haq. Give us the ability to follow it. Show us what is batil, what is false, and keep us away from that. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Now, inshallah, I'll call upon Hafiz Usman to come forward and recite the last few verses of the Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. صدق الله العظيم.
Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad salatan tunjina biha min jamil ahwali wal hafat wa taqdilana biha jamil al hajat wa tutahhiruna biha min jamil al sayyiat wa tarfa'una biha indaka ala al darajat wa tubaliguna biha aqsa al ghayat fil hayati wa ba'da al mamati fa innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. اللهم ربنا الحقنا بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ولا تفرق بيننا وبين حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجمعنا معه خير المجامع يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اجعلنا من حزبه المفلحين ومن أتباعه المنصورين. اللهم احينا على سنته وتوفنا على ملته وبعثنا بجواره واحشرنا بقربه وأدخلنا معه إلى جنات الخلد التي وعد المتقون. اللهم متعنا برؤيته وأسعدنا بشفاعته وأسقنا من حوضه الشريف يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم ربنا ارحم موتانا فإنهم ساروا إلى ما ساروا إليه. اللهم عافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم ونقهم بالماء والثلج والبرد كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب، إنك أنت الوهاب، إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا لا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين، ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين. اللهم ألحقنا بالصالحين، إلهنا ألحقنا بالصالحين، يا ربنا ألحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم آنس وحشاتنا في قبورنا، اللهم آنس وحشاتنا في قبورنا، اللهم آنس وحشاتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم. اللهم اجعل القرآن حجة لنا ولا حجة علينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أعيننا وأبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وغمومنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل ومن غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الحور بعد الكور ومن النقصان بعد الكمال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والشرك والرياء والسمعة والكذف والغيبة والنميمة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. پروردگار عالم ہم یہاں سب جمع ہوئے ہیں اس با برکت قرآن مجید کے ختم کی مجلس کے اندر. پروردگار عالم دونوں حافظ اور حافظہ نے جو قرآن مجید کو ختم کیا بے حد اس کو قبول کر. پروردگار ان کی محنتوں کو، ایک ایک الف کو اور جو انہوں نے جد و جہد کی اس کو قبول کر. پروردگار عالم ان کے استاذ کی ہر محنت کو، ہر سکنات کو، ہر لمحات کو، ہر گھڑی کو قبول کر. پروردگار جو ان کے والدین نے اور دوسرے بھائی بھائیوں نے، گھر والوں نے، رشتہ داروں نے جو ان کے پیچھے دعائیں لگائی ہوئی ہوں گی، محنتیں کی ہوئی ہوگی، صبر کیا ہوا ہوگا، برداشت کی ہوگی، ان کے نخرے پروردگار تمام کو قبول کر لے. پروردگار جو کچھ بھول رہ گئی ہو ان پروردگار معاف کر دے. پروردگار قرآن مجید کو ان کو تادم حیات اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق دے. پروردگار تو نے قرآن مجید ان کا حافظ بنایا، پروردگار کو شرعی علوم کے محافظ بنا دے، ان کو عالم اور عالمہ بھی آگے بنا دے، قرآن مجید کے خوب ان کی زندگی کے اندر برکات سے برکات سے بانور کر دے. پروردگار عالم ان کی ایمان کی حفاظت کر، ان قرآن مجید کی بدولت پورے بریڈفرڈ والوں کے لیے بلکہ پورے یو کے اور دنیا والوں کے لیے اس ختم قرآن مجلس کو بابرکت اور باسعادت بنا، اس مجلس کے لیے ہمارے لیے میمون اور بابرکت اور سعادت والی بنا دے. پروردگار عالم جو یہاں بیٹھے ہیں، جو یہاں نہیں پہنچ سکے ہیں، جو رشتہ دار یہاں سے دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں اور اگر حیات ہوتے تو وہ ضرور اس مجلس کے اندر شریک ہوتے. پروردگار تمام کے درجات کو بلند فرما. پروردگار جو دنیا میں ہیں ان کے بھی درجات کو بلند فرما، جو جا چکے ہیں تیرے دربار میں، آ چکے ہیں تیرے رحمت کے سایوں میں آ چکے ہیں، پروردگار عالم ان کو اور مزید ترقیات سے نصیب فرما دے. پروردگار ہم تمام کی آخری گھڑیوں پر انداز آسان فرما. پروردگار ہم ایمان سے محروم نہ ہو جائے. ہماری جو خاص دولت تو نے ہمیں سرمایہ دیا ہوا ہے پروردگار ہمیں محروم مت رکھنا. پروردگار جو یہاں جوان بیٹھے ہیں اور جو مسلمان جوان ہیں پورے ملک کے اندر پورے دنیا کے اندر, یہی ہمارا ایک سرمایہ ہے پروردگار. تمام کو ایمان پر اور راہ حق پر ہمیشہ گامزن رکھنا, راہ حق پر ہمیشہ رکھنا پروردگار عالم. اس تعلیم کو جو بزرگان دین کا منہج ہے اور آپ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے اس کی ابتدا ہے, ہمیشہ ہماری قوموں کے اندر, ہماری ملت کے اندر, تمام قوموں کے اندر پروردگار ہمیشہ رکھنا. جو ہمارے بھائی ہیں جو تبلیغ کے اندر لگے ہوئے ہیں یا جو دینی علوم پڑھا رہے ہیں دارالعلوم کے لیے, مدارس کے اندر یا خانقاہوں کے اندر لگے ہوئے ہیں یا جو مدرسے مکاتب کے اندر جو اساتذہ ہیں, پروردگار ان تمام کو محفوظ رکھنا. پروردگار غیبی مدد سے ان کے اخراجات کو تو مہیا کر لینا. پروردگار جو پڑھانے والے ہیں ان کی بھی حفاظت کر اور ان کا قبول کر لے, ان کی زندگی کے اندر برکت ہی برکت رکھنا. جو پڑھنے والے طلبہ ہیں پروردگار ان کو اور مزید شوق دے دے, پروردگار ان کی تعلیم کو اعلیٰ نمبرات سے فائز انہیں کرنا. جو والدین ہیں اور جن کے بچے پڑھنے کے لیے اندر لگے ہوئے ہیں پروردگار ان کو بھی خوب قبول کرنا. جو گھروں کے اندر والدین پریشان ہیں اپنے اولاد سے پروردگار ان کی رات کی نیند جو سلب ہو چکی ہے ان کی رات کی نیند واپس دے دے, پروردگار ان کی دعائیں قبول کر لے ان کے اولاد کے حق کے اندر. پروردگار جو گھروں کے اندر ہے رشتے کے متلاشی ہیں اور مناسب رشتے کے انتظار کے اندر ہیں, جو بچے بچیاں گھر میں بیٹھی ہوئی ہیں یا جو بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, پروردگار ان کے ماں باپ کی دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے, ان بچے بچیوں کی دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے, ان کو مناسب رشتہ دے دے. پروردگار عالم جس رشتے کے اندر آگ بنا ہوا ہے پروردگار وہاں باغ بنا دے. پروردگار جہاں گود جہاں خالی ہو, اولاد کی تمنا ہو, طرف ہو, دعائیں ہوں, پروردگار اس گود کو ان اماؤں کو اور ان باپ کو اولاد دے دے, نیک صالح اولاد دے دے. پروردگار مسلمانوں کے جتنے بھی گھرانے ہیں پروردگار وہاں چین, سکون, راحت, اطمینان, اتحاد, اتفاق, مودت, محبت کا ایک گھرانہ بنا دے. پروردگار عالم کہیں ایسا نہ ہو کہ رسول پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ہم سے منہ پھیر لے قیامت کے روز. پروردگار رسول پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ہم تمام کو منظور نظر بنا لے. رسول پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو ہمیں قربت نصیب کر دے, آخرت کے اندر ان کے قریب کر دے, زندگی کے دن کے طریقے پر چلنے کی توفیق ہمیں دے دے. پروردگار عالم مرنے کے بعد ان سے قریب ہماری بعثت کرنا, ہمارا محشر کرنا, رسول پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ساتھ ہمارا داخلہ کر دینا جنت الفردوس کے اندر. پروردگار عالم یہ محرم کے ایام ہیں, اہل بیت پر جو حقوق ہیں ہمارے ذمے وہ ہم ادا نہیں کر سکتے ہیں, ہمیں توفیق دے دے کم از کم ہم ان کے لیے ایک قرآن مجید کو ختم کر کے تو کریں. پروردگار اہل بیت کا ہمارے پر بہت حق ہے, ان کی محبت کا ہم پر حق ہے. پروردگار عالم جو حضرات اسلام سے جا چکے ہیں, مرتد ہو چکے ہیں, پروردگار واپس تو انہیں لیا. جو مائیں بیچارے پریشان ہیں, شکایت کرتے ہیں ہر امام سے, مولانا صاحب سے, حفاظ کرام سے اور کمیونٹی والوں سے کہ میرے بیٹا یوں اب کہتا ہے کہ میں تو مانتا نہیں ہوں دین اسلام کے اندر, توبہ توبہ, استغفر اللہ. پروردگار ان ماؤں کو, ان باپوں کی نیند جو سلب ہو چکی ہیں, انہوں نے جو دعائیں مانگی اپنے ایمان کی, اپنے بیٹی کی اور بیٹے کی, بچے کی ایمان کے لیے, پروردگار ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے, ان کو ایمان سے محروم مت رکھنا. پروردگار جو بھی یہاں بیٹھا ہوا ہے اور ان کی جو جائز تمنا ہے ان کے دلوں کے اندر, جو ان کی مانگ ہیں, ان کی امیدیں ہیں, ان کی امنگیں ہیں, پروردگار ان کی تمام جائز مرادوں کو تو پوری کر دے, دنیا کی جائز مرادوں کو پوری کر دے, آخرت کی جو تمنا ہیں وہ تمام پوری کر دے. پروردگار عالم جو ہماری بچی جو قرآن مجید کو ختم کی ہوئی ہے, پروردگار اس کو قرآن مجید کو ہمیشہ اس کے ساتھ رکھنا, اس بچے نے بھی بیٹے نے بھی جو قرآن مجید ختم کی اس کے ساتھ ہمیشہ رکھنا, اور جو جتنے بھی خدمات ہو رہی ہیں, مکاتب چل رہے ہیں, دارالعلوم چل رہے ہیں, تبلیغ مراکز چل رہے ہیں, خانقاہیں چل رہی ہیں, اور اسی طرح جو ہمارے اساتذہ میں سے ابھی جو حیات, حضرت اقدس مولانا بلال صاحب, حضرت مفتی شبیر صاحب, حضرت مولانا عبد الرحیم صاحب ہیں, حضرت مولانا سلیم دوراد صاحب ہیں وغیرہ, جو دیگر علماء کرام دین کے کام میں لگے ہوئے ہیں, پروردگار بہت سارے تیرے اچھے اچھے بزرگان دین دنیا سے علماء باوقار چلے گئے ہیں, پروردگار ان کی لمبی زندگی نصیب کر. پروردگار ہمارے حضرت اقدس مولانا یوسف مطالعہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ جن کے اثرات کی, اور ہمارے حافظ پٹیل صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ جن کے اثرات اس پورے یو کے کے اندر, ان دونوں بزرگان دین کے اثرات پورے یو کے اندر نظر آ رہے ہیں, پروردگار ان کے مزید درجات کو بلند فرما. پروردگار ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما. پروردگار ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما. ہمیں اس طرح جس طرح ان کو دین کے ساتھ محبت تھی, امت کی فکر تھی, ہمیں بھی اس کا حصہ دے دے پروردگار عالم. ہمارے بچے بھی جماعت کے اندر جائے, دین کے اندر لگے. پروردگار جو حلال روزی کے کمائی کے اندر ان کے حلال روزی میں برکت دے. جو دکانوں کے اندر قرضدار ہیں پروردگار ان کے قرضداری سے اور ان کے سبک دوشی دے دے. جو بیچارے نوکری کی تلاش کے اندر ہیں پروردگار ان کو اپنی رحمت سے کوئی نوکری دلوا دے حلال روزی کی. پروردگار جو تمام چیزیں رسول پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے مانگی وہ تمام چیزیں, وہ تمام خیر ہم مانگ رہے ہیں. جن تمام چیزوں سے سرکار دو عالم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے پناہ مانگی, ہم ان تمام چیزوں سے پناہ ہم مانگتے ہیں. جو تمام چیزیں ہم نے نہیں مانگی, مانگنی چاہے, یا جو تمام حضرات نے ہمیں کہا ہے دعا کے لیے, یا جن کا حق ہے ہماری ذمہ ان کے لیے ہم دعا کریں, یا جو توقع رکھتے ہیں ہم سے دعا کرنے کے ان کے لیے, پروردگار عالم ان تمام کے لیے ہم خیر کی دعائیں کرتے ہیں. جو بیچارے گھروں کے اندر مریض ہیں, یا کرونا وائرس کے اندر ہے, یا کینسر کے اندر ہے, اور کوئی مہلک بیماری کے اندر ہیں, پروردگار ان کو شفاء کاملہ دائمہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما. اللہم انا نسألوک خیر ما سألک نبیک وحبیبک محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ونعوذ بک من شر ما استعاذ منک نبیک وحبیبک محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. انت المستعان وعلیک البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
جزاكم الله خير. First of all, I'd like to thank our respected Sheikh for allowing us to benefit, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us many more opportunities where we can benefit from Hajjat. Also, a special thanks to all the ulama kiram, Mawlana Faisal sahab, Mawlana Ahmad Desai sahab, Mawlana Hussein sahab, and also Mufti Shihabuddin sahab, Mufti Zubair Butt sahab, and all the other ulamas who are present here. Indeed, your presence was a means of encouragement, and you bless this majlis and this session with your presence. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you tremendously. Also, all the other brothers who participated, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reward everyone. Now, inshallah, I request all the brothers to proceed upstairs where food arrangements have been made for everyone. Jazakumullahu khairan.